WBTV's Good Question is a member of the Queen City Podcast Network. Listen to your city at queencitypodcastnetwork.com.
It's no secret, everything is more expensive right now. Home prices are up, gas prices are up, food prices are up. In this week's conversation, we're specifically asking about what we eat. According to USDA.gov, in 2022, food at home prices are predicted to increase between 2 and 3%, and food away from home prices are predicted to increase between 4 and 5%. So how do we still get a balanced diet and target the healthy items when everything seems to cost more?
Sometimes healthier eating can be more expensive, but there are definitely ways to save some money around that too.
We're asking a registered dietitian. This is WBTV's Good Question. We are joined now by Brittany Kingry, a registered dietitian with Core Life Healthcare, that is a joint venture with Novant Health. Brittany, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me today.
First, tell me a little bit about what you do with Novant and with Core Life.
Yeah, so I am a registered dietitian, and Core Life is actually an outpatient weight loss center. So I see patients with the team of a nurse practitioner and exercise specialist, and we have behavioral health specialists, and we help people not just lose weight, but create healthier lifestyles through diet, exercise, and medication management.
Gotcha. So are you specifically focused on the diet and what people are eating?
Yes, absolutely. So I get a good history of your diet. I make sure people are eating the right things that they should and making a balance, making sure their plates are balanced and just having an overall healthier diet for the long term.
How difficult can it be to, I guess, meal plan for some people and recommend what they should eat?
It's hard. Diet is such an important part of our culture. It's an important part of our daily lives. We have to eat to live, right? Like, we have to have the foods. And so sometimes it's really hard to change those habits. But my biggest thing is really making sure that people still can eat the things they love, but also find ways to make it healthier and to add things to their plate that's going to be more beneficial to their bodies.
We know that eating healthy can already be a challenge for a lot of people, and now we're hearing about the food prices that are continuing to go up across the nation, especially in certain grocery stores. Have you been surprised to see how much food at grocery stores is costing, how much some items at restaurants is costing these days?
Oh, yeah. I noticed, and this is probably not the healthiest, but even my Chick-fil-A order is a little bit pricier than normal. Yes, everything is getting a little bit more expensive. It's getting a little bit harder for people, especially with gas prices too, just everything kind of coming in on each other. It's really difficult for us to maintain that healthy lifestyle because sometimes healthier eating can be more expensive, but there are definitely ways to save some money around that too.
And we're going to get to that in one moment. But how is that a problem for you when you're trying to tell people what they should consider eating, knowing that some of those items are pretty pricey these days?
Yeah, so it's really important for me to work with people's budgets. I don't want to give them any recommendations that are out of their means. That's just not fair, and that's not the best way to go about it. So I really have to meet people where they're at and make recommendations based on their budget. And if they have kids, are they alone? What's their job? What hours do they work? Because that also makes a difference on when they can go to the grocery store, what types of grocery stores they can go to. So it just depends.
And those are definitely important factors to consider. I know you mentioned the Chick-fil-A order costing a little bit more. I've specifically noticed the meat prices when I'm in the grocery store. Has anything else specifically stood out to you that you're like, wow, that is definitely more expensive for people these days?
Produce is definitely a little bit more expensive nowadays too. So your fruits and veggies and things like that, that's definitely been shocking to me as well.
Is it just me, or does it really seem like a lot of the healthier foods are usually the more expensive foods, even pre-pandemic?
Yes, I think that's definitely something that people have noticed, and it's always easier to go get the cheaper options because those are going to be typically the quote-unquote bad options are going to be the cheaper options for you. So I think that makes it really difficult for patients to want to choose the healthier options when it's not something that fits into their budget.
I don't expect you to have an in-depth analysis, but why is it that so many of the healthy foods are usually more expensive? Is it just the process of getting that food to the store, to the table?
I think that has a lot to do with it. I think just when it comes to fresh fruits and vegetables, getting them from the farms that are going to be more locally grown and things like that, that's going to cost a little bit more versus shipping it from somewhere else and getting it from other places. For the factories to make healthier items. I think that takes more thought process too, because it's really easy to add high fructose corn syrup to something and then ship it off because they know it's going to taste good, versus actually coming up with new ideas, new recipes, things like that to make something a little bit healthier.
Anecdotally, what are some of the problems that people have brought to you about food pricing? Is that something that comes up when you're having discussions with patients?
Yeah, it depends on the patient population. So some of my patients are in the medical field, so they make very good money. And so they're like, you know, money's not a problem with food. And then I have some patients who come in and they're on Medicaid or Medicare, and that's a little bit of a different process. So yeah, there's definitely been some patients that have said, like, I can't afford to do A, B, or C, you know? And so we've had to meet them where they're at and just give some other options that are still going to be nutritionally beneficial, but also going to save them a little bit of money in the long run too.
Is that pretty difficult for you when you're trying to come up with, you know, certain plan D, E, F for some folks?
Absolutely. It definitely makes it a little bit harder, but I've also worked with it a lot. I actually did my schooling in Boone, North Carolina. So there's a lot of rural populations there. So I got really good training on how to work with those patients and have those backup plans. So there's obviously choice A, which is going to be your gold standard, but we have to keep going down to B, C, E, and D in case someone else has something. And then, you know, food allergies plays a role into that too. So there's going to be lots of different things that I just kind of have to be on my toes. Like whatever they tell me, I got to be able to switch it up really quick.
Yeah, that makes sense. Money aside, what are some of the dietary issues that are most difficult to overcome these days? Is it the abundance of fast food and all the different options people have? What are some of the biggest issues you see when it comes to healthy eating with folks?
One of the biggest things I actually see is people do not eat regular meals. So we are busy people, right? Especially with COVID, people working from home, a lot of those barriers and those boundaries got blurred a little bit with those lines of being able to be available at your computer at all times. So people actually don't get to take breaks. They don't get to eat a good lunch. They skip breakfast. They're on the go. We're in traffic. We're in Charlotte, right? Like traffic is horrible here. So that's actually been one of my biggest barriers, is people eating regular meals and eating frequently throughout the day. When you skip meals, your body goes into the starvation mode and it starts holding on to everything. And so it leads to a big weight gain for you. And then also people aren't sleeping. So that increases your cortisol levels, which also leads to weight gain. So that has actually been the hardest for me. Money aside and everything like that, just being like, you need to eat, you need to put good food in your body. And that's been really difficult with people's schedules and trying to find good options that they can have kind of in their pockets, almost being like, hey, just get some nuts and put it in your pocket and like have it there for you whenever you get hungry. So that's actually been the most difficult, but there are lots of options. Fast food, because of the time, fast food is one of those things that people are like, well, I don't have time to cook, so I'm just going to go to Chick-fil-A or McDonald's and grab something. And that definitely makes it difficult too.
For those folks who aren't eating, are they telling you that they're literally just starving themselves, or is it just eating something, you know, like French fries on the road, or just nothing at all?
A little bit of both. My biggest that I've heard is I only eat once a day. So they eat one big meal, whether it be for lunch or for dinner, and then they don't eat for the rest of the day. So that's been really difficult because, again, your body's going into that starvation mode. But I also like to compare the body to a car. If you don't put gas in your car's not going anywhere. If you don't put food in your body's not going to do its best for you, and you're going to be tired and sluggish, and it's not going to be great.
And do a lot of these people who only eat one big meal a day, do they think that they're actually helping themselves by limiting what they're eating?
Oh yeah. That's the biggest thing. People are like, what do you mean I have to eat more to lose weight? It's that typical mindset of you eat less, you lose weight, but that's not how our bodies work. Our bodies are a lot smarter than we think they are. They know what's going on. And so it's like, you're not doing this to me. So it's going to hold on to everything. And it's like, I don't know when I'm getting fed again. So let's just hold on to this just in case. And it really throws people for a loop because they don't understand that. So yeah, it's definitely difficult.
This is fascinating. I'm already learning new things. We're talking to Brittany Kingry, a registered dietitian with Core Life Healthcare, a joint venture with Novant Health. We've talked about some of the problems with healthy eating these days, especially concerning the prices associated with healthy eating. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the solutions. We'll be right back.
If you think or know you had COVID-19, You can be around others after 10 days since symptoms first appeared and after 24 hours with no fever without fever-reducing medication and after other symptoms have improved. If you have tested positive for COVID-19 and you had no symptoms, you can be around others 10 days after you got tested for COVID-19. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Okay, we are back now with Brittany Kingery, a registered dietitian with Core Life Healthcare. That's a joint venture with Novant Health. Brittany, what are some ways that we can eat healthy but also watch how much we are spending?
So one of the best tips that I have is buy frozen and buy canned. I know there's this really big stereotype around frozen foods and canned foods that it's not as good as fresh. Right. And quite frankly, that's not true. So canned foods and frozen foods are actually picked specifically for your fruits and vegetables at their highest nutrient value. So when they're picked and they're frozen immediately or they're canned, it actually preserves that nutrient value for you. So you're actually getting a lot of different vitamins, nutrients, and minerals. Frozen foods are fantastic, especially like steamable vegetables, frozen fruits to make some smoothies or do as a dessert. Even frozen meals, like some frozen meals have really caught up to the time, specifically like Healthy Choice Power Bowls are really good. Amy's are really good. Bird's Eye Cafe, all these different ones, easy to do, and they're actually really high in protein, high in fiber, low in calories, and they also are lower in salt because I think these companies have really caught on to, we need people to buy our products and stop saying that we're super unhealthy. So here's some ways we can benefit for that. So it's been really, really good. And those are some really good options for you for frozen and canned foods.
I'm not going to lie, this is kind of blowing my mind right now. I don't think I've heard someone say that before about, you know, those frozen meals that you can get in the grocery store. But some of those, or you're saying, I guess it sounds like a lot of them are actually pretty good for you these days.
Yeah. So you definitely want to look for less than 600 milligrams of sodium. So that's one thing. So certain ones, like I love my Stouffer's mac and cheese, but the Stouffer's is going to have like 1200 milligrams of salt. We don't want that. So looking for that, looking for more than 4 grams of fiber, looking for good protein source and ones that have lots of vegetables in them. So there are definitely some more options nowadays that are really good. If you're doing canned, specifically vegetables, look for the no salt added. And then what we typically say is you just put them in a strainer and rinse them off to get some of that extra salt, because they do have to put some in to preserve it, but that's a good option. And for fruit, if you're doing like a fruit cup, do it in 100% juice. Don't do it in the syrup, because that's going to add extra calories and sugar in it as well.
I love all this advice. Is there anything else that you can tell me about, just specifics that I should be looking for? Are those the main points that you should hit when you're looking in the grocery store?
Main points when it comes to your fruits and vegetables, I think for things like proteins, if you are, you know, meat can be expensive. We talked about that a little bit earlier. So some other options that you could do could be some beans, some kidney beans, lima beans, chickpeas. Those are really good. And those are going to be a lot cheaper because they're in that canned section, but they still give you a good amount of protein that's going to be throughout the day. Also eggs. Eggs are fantastic for protein and they're a lot cheaper than some of the other options. So that's some things you can look for as well. I'm trying to think too, like dairy, if you're doing yogurts or anything, I don't know if people are big Greek yogurt fans. They have the little tiny cups that have the individual flavors, or they have the big ones. So get the big one, get like the plain Greek yogurt, look for less than 10 grams of sugar per serving. Those are typically the ones, they last longer, and also they're going to be a little bit on the healthier side too, because you can portion control a lot easier with that as well.
Again, fantastic advice. I know we talked about how people have busy lives earlier in the podcast. When it comes to a healthy diet, is there anything that we should try to prioritize? If we can't make every meal healthy, is there something where you're like, well, this has to be at the top of your list? Is it veggies or is it fruit? Do you have any, is there a hierarchy?
I think there's a good amount of balance. I think balance, that's the number one thing I would say. So lots of veggies to it, add whole grains. So I know people don't love it, but doing brown rice or quinoa instead of that white rice, or whole grain pasta, something like that. And then good sources of protein. So we're going to go out, right? That's natural. It's human. We're going to go out to eat. We go on vacation, we go on road trips. But making sure, and my number one question is, what can I add to this plate to make it healthier? So if I'm going to Chick-fil-A, I want to get that number one, right? I'm getting my waffle fries. I'm getting my sandwich. Can I add a fruit cup to the side? Can I add a side salad? They have that little kale side, like superfood salad too. So can I add that to make it a little bit healthier? I think that's a good way of going about it, because you really can ask yourself, what's my plate missing and what do I need to make this a little bit more beneficial to my body? So I think that would be my number one piece of advice.
I've got a challenge for you here. Are there any specific items or meals that you recommend that are tasty, cheap, and healthy?
Good question. You are challenging me a little bit. I love food. That's why I became a dietitian, right? I want to talk about food all the time. I think some of my favorite meals, honestly, I want to say like power bowls, like Buddha bowls, or however you want to call it, like the ones that are the Mediterranean bowls where they've got like the quinoa and brown rice. Then you can put chickpeas, hummus. I'm thinking of like kava or something like that. Those are some of my favorite meals because they're flavorful. They have lots of different vitamins and nutrients. Also, it has lots of fiber. So that's typically a go-to. I love tacos just like any other person in the world. But when I do my tacos, I add cabbage, I add lettuce, I add tomatoes. Like, what can I add to it? Again, what can I add to this plate to make it healthier? So those are really good. But yeah, I think your typical like meat, starch, and vegetable. That's typically what a go-to meal looks like for my plate. And so I like to do that as well.
But it's a variety. I was about to say, it's important to have everything though. It's important to have all components of that, not leave out the veggies, for instance, right?
Yes. Making sure you hit every single one of those components too. And I always like to throw out there your corn, your peas, your beans. Those are not veggies. They count as carbs. So if you have a plate with chicken and some rice and some peas, you got to add some veggies in there because you're still not hitting that quite yet. So that's something else to know too.
Gotcha. Any specific items? I know you mentioned like the Power Bowl as a meal, but just in general, any specific items that you haven't touched on yet that you would recommend as, you know, a side you can eat with your lunch, something like that?
I usually do a lot of different, so carrot sticks and hummus or cucumbers and hummus, things like that. Something I didn't mention, and this would be a main meat option, so a little bit different, but fish is really, really good. We recommend fish 2 to 3 times a week. And they actually have some frozen fish fillets in, like, Walmart specifically has them that are already prepared. All you do is pop them in the oven and they're a little bit cheaper. It gives you good omega-3s, and fish is a really good option because it's the leanest protein. So that's definitely a good thing to have on your in your arsenal as well.
Any specific places where people should shop when they're trying to take into account healthy eating and the cost of food these days?
I think a lot of places do have deals. So like, I know, for example, Harris Teeter does a lot of their member deals. So it's like a 2-for-1 or something like that. But also it does really good for people to actually do a little research and look at like who has the lowest prices of items. So if you pull up Food Lion versus Walmart versus Harris Teeter, you can look at the different items and see like which one is going to be the cheapest and things like that. Also coupons, whoever is going to give you some coupons and some deals, there's nothing wrong with coupon cutting. So making sure you get some good deals on your foods. But I think definitely Walmart has some good options. Food Lion has some good options. And then I think Harris Teeter also, you can get some really good deals if you're like the Vic Points or something like that too.
But it's important to keep your eyes open and to be on the lookout for the deals, mm-hmm. the buy one, get one specials.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you recommend people make a specific budget when they're trying to be really good about a diet?
I think you definitely need to make a grocery budget. So staying within your means, it's really easy to get caught up in everything and just being like, ooh, I want this, ooh, I want this, and kind of grabbing stuff and going. But I think if you create a budget, create a shopping list for yourself, and staying within that shopping list. So sometimes even Instacarting or ordering your groceries online can be better because you're not always going and seeing this. Like they always say, don't go shopping when you're hungry, because next thing you know, your whole basket is full of things you did not need. But making sure if you stay to that list, then that way you can keep to your options and you save money that way as well. So that way you're not wandering and getting stuff you don't necessarily need in the household.
I asked you about prioritizing healthy foods. I've got a reverse prioritization question here. Is there anything unhealthy that you would say that is really something that you should limit as much as possible?
My first thought is sodas. I understand they're tasty. They've got lots of stuff, but sodas once you cut sugary drinks, so sodas, juices, things like that, that makes a huge difference in people's health. People will drop weight extremely quickly whenever they cut sodas completely, just because there's so much sugar. So if there's any way you can take away from that, even doing something that still has a little bit of sugar in it, so you get that taste. And because if a lot of people don't like water, so I understand that, but even finding sparkling water or something like that to kind of help balance that out. I would say if you can cut sodas and cut spending money for sodas, that would be a good option.
That's great advice there. Any other items that you would say you got to eliminate that, or is it okay to splurge once in a while and have some ice cream or a cookie?
I think it's okay every now and then to have ice cream and cookies. I personally love a good, good cup of ice cream. I think it's being mindful of your portion sizes though, being mindful of how often are we having this and what's the portion size. If we're doing 3 scoops of ice cream versus 1 scoop, I think that's going to make a big difference. But I think it's definitely like something to have in the freezer, but it should take a little bit of time for you to go through the whole like half gallon or whatever it is that you get. You shouldn't.
We're getting down to the end of our conversation here. I just wanted to get back to that main point we brought up, the cost of food these days. Any other tips you have for people if they're trying to be mindful about how much they spend on healthy eating?
Yeah, like I talked about, frozen and canned is going to be one of your best bets. And then, you know, also looking at like even seafood, like I said, talking about the frozen salmon fillets or something, even if you want to do like tuna packets or something, canned tuna, canned salmon, those are good options for you as well. Gives you a little bit of variety. And then, like I said, the yogurts, making sure it's the bigger one. Look at making sure you get some whole grains. So what I do is I buy the store brand. So, you know, you go to Walmart and they have like the Walmart brand of pasta, and then they have like the Barilla or whatever it's called. Typically the Walmart brand is going to be cheaper, and they have different types of pasta. They have whole grain pasta, they have chickpea pasta, things like that. So if you buy the brand, the specific store brand, it tends to be a lot cheaper. So that's something else you can do to help save a little bit money. We don't have to be brand snobs. we can do something that's a little bit cheaper that still gives you the good benefits, but it's going to save you in the long run.
That's an important point too, because I've often wondered that in the grocery store. I'm like, if I buy this $1 cheaper off brand, is it going to taste a lot worse, or is it going to taste essentially the same? And I think a lot of times it tastes pretty similar to the brand name. Don't you agree?
Yes, absolutely. Especially when I was in college, man, I was scooping up all the Walmart great value stuff, right? Like I needed to save money. I didn't have a lot, but I still wanted to be able to eat healthy and nourish my body the way I wanted to. So yeah, it doesn't make that big of a difference. Most of the time it tastes exactly the same.
Well, I think this is really, really encouraging for people who are trying to save money, but also eat healthy. You have kind of opened my eyes to some great options and great ideas. Brittany, anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
No, I think that should cover it. Like I said, look at your plate. What can you add to make it healthier? You know, it's all about adding in more veggies. You can never get too many veggies, and make your half of your grains whole grains, and get some good lean proteins in there, and make sure it's balanced is my biggest piece of advice.
And it's fantastic advice. Brittany Kangri, a registered dietitian with Core Life Healthcare, a joint venture with Novant Health. Brittany, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jess Dyer. Special thanks to Jamie Bowl. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz. Production coordinator is Taylor Robinson. And post-production supervisor, Jeremy Davis. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios at Advent Coworking in Charlotte, North Carolina.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.